朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
早晨，我们还是要继续讲约翰福音。
This morning, brothers and sisters, we will continue to read John.
请大家和我打开一起打开约翰福音第二章，我们来读。
Please open the book with me so that we can read chapter 2 together.
我们从第一节要读到十一节。
We'll read from chapters verse 1 to verse 11.
约翰福音第二章第一节到十一节。
John chapter 2 verse 1 through 11.
请我们一起来读。第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
And he said unto them, draw out the water now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water, he would make wine, and knew not what the water was, but the servants knew, which is the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said to him, every man at the beginning of the set forth good wine, and when men all had drunk, then which is good is worse, but without kept the good wine until now.
This is the beginning of Jesus, miracles
in Cana of Galilee, and the man who has brought his glory, and his disciples believed on him.
这里第十一节告诉我们，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
Verse 11, it tells us that this is the beginning of Jesus' miracles.
所以我们今天早晨信息的题目就从这里出来，头一件神迹。
And this is where our topic is going to come from, the first miracle.
这里讲他显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
This says that Jesus manifested his glory and his disciples believed on him.
这就告诉我们说，耶稣的神迹有他属灵的目的和意义。
Jesus also said that this is his purpose and his reasoning.
我们今天很多人信徒们对于神迹有两种极端的看法。
We as Christians view the two other Christians in two ways.
有些人对于神迹是一种非常热衷的态度，非常到处去寻找神迹。
One group treats the miracles as the greatest thing. They look at God and search for it.
他们把那些行神迹的人当作就从神那里来的大先知。
And they look for the prophets of God.
而有些人对神迹却抱着一种非常轻看的态度。
And some look down upon these people who look for miracles.
他们认为说，我们已经清楚真理，清楚圣经，知道耶稣基督是神的儿子。
We're very clear about the Bible and that we know that Jesus Christ is God's Son.
不管他行不行神迹，我们都相信他是神的儿子，是我们的救主。
No matter what miracles he performed, we will always believe that Jesus Christ is.
好像我们已经知道他的真理，就对于神的能力这方面，他的荣耀这方面，好像没有太大的关系。
Because that we already know this, we don't treat miracles as in a great deal.
其实这两种态度都是一样的错误。
But both of these groups have their own mistakes.
有些人到处寻找神迹，他却不能越过神迹看见耶稣是谁。
The group that looks for miracles do not see beyond this miracle to see his glory.
他们也没有看见耶稣基督是神的儿子，他的荣耀显出来。
They do not see that Jesus Christ is God's son and his glory is coming up upon him.
那些轻忽不注意神迹、留心的人，不留心神迹的人，他们自以为是最好的基督徒。
And they think that the people who think that miracles are have no need, they think that they're the best Christians.
他们就轻看那些寻找神迹的人。
They look down upon the people who search for miracles.
也是没有看见神借着神迹所显出来那些属灵意义。
They did not see with the purpose of Jesus performing miracles.
所以今天早晨当我们在读约翰福音第二章的时候，我很希望和弟兄姊妹们一同从这里找出神的荣耀来。
I hope that today after reading brothers and sisters reading John chapter 2 verse 1 through 11, I hope that you will see the glory that Jesus has prepared for us.
这里我们先要看见耶稣行神迹的一个背景。
We're going to look at the background.
那一天，耶稣和他的母亲，其实是他的母亲被请去赴喜庆的宴席。
That day, Mary, Jesus' mother, was invited to a wedding feast.
我相信，可能耶稣的母亲玛利亚在那里有一点点的工作。
I believe that Mary was brought there for a purpose to help serve.
而耶稣和他的门徒却完全是被请去赴宴的。
And Jesus and his disciples were there as guests.
但是到了那个宴席地方，忽然一件事情大事不妙。
And all of a sudden, a great occurrence occurred.
酒用尽了。
All the wine was gone.
你知道今天早晨我们擘饼的时候，不是酒用尽了，是杯子用尽了。
You know this morning that when we break the bread, there was the wine wasn't gone, but all the cups were.
你知道今天早很紧张啊，杯子没有了，这糟糕，怎么擘饼法呢
？You know that if we have no cups, how can we complete the communion?
感谢主，我知道哪里去找杯子哈。
Praise God, I know where to look for the cups.
要不然恐怕要请主耶稣行一个新的神迹，不是把水变成酒，是把 plastic 变成杯子哈。
Or else if we don't have our cups, then we have to ask the Lord to change plastic into cups.
今天早晨，这里我们看见在宴席的时候，他们酒用尽了。
This morning we see that they have run out all of their wine completely.
你知道犹太人对于婚礼是非常重视的。
The Jewish people treat the wedding ceremony, I mean the wedding feast, as a great importance.
中国人对于婚姻也很重视。
Chinese people also treat this marriage feast as a great.
我知道老法的时候，有些人预备要嫁女儿，从她出生的时候就预备酒。
I also know that when the first daughter was born, they prepare wine, they make wine that day.
啊，在绍兴那里做女儿红，对不对？
Whatever.
等到小孩子，等到女孩子长到十六七岁的时候，可以预备要成亲了，出嫁了。
When the daughter is 16 or 17, they can take out the wine.
但是如果在婚姻的宴席上面酒用尽了，这是非常叫人受窘的事情，很不好意思的事情。
If the wine runs out at a wedding festival, it's very embarrassing.
这不仅说到不能够显出主人的厚爱。Hospitality.
They cannot show the hospitality.
而且也显出管事的人职责的疏忽。
And it'll be the fault of the servants.
所以耶稣的母亲在那里对耶稣说，他们酒用尽了。
And Mary said to Jesus, "Our wine is gone."
我觉得很稀奇，耶稣在那里不过是一个客人。
I think it's very surprising that Jesus only there as a guest.
他在那里并没有负什么责任。
He doesn't have anything to do with it.
但是稀奇不稀奇？你看，耶稣结果却来解决了这个问题。
Surprising or not, he still came by and performed this miracle.
我就想，我们在人生的道路上面，很多时候把耶稣当作客人。
I think that many people treat Jesus as just a guest.
我们没有把他当作我们生活里面主要的一部分。
We never treat him as the important part of our life.
等他有了难处，甚至也不知道去找他。
And when the servants didn't know, they went to look for him.
好像是等到别人把这些需要带到主的面前为我们祷告，忽然看见耶稣基督满足了我们的需要。
Until we really need him, then we see Jesus and we see what he can do for us.
所以你看这些门徒们跟着耶稣去复习的，他们就非常稀奇，发现耶稣到了那边变成负责任的人。
And the disciples were there and they were surprised that they saw that Jesus was there at first as a guest, but then he became center of attention.
耶稣基督的确在每一件事情上面要负我们的责任。
Jesus was there to take responsibility.
所以我想门徒们头一件看见神的荣耀是什么呢？就是看见他们所跟随的夫子是这样一位肯替他们负责任的主。
The disciples saw that Jesus was a great man and he solved the problem.
所以耶稣基督在这件神迹中间，门徒们的心对于他这个生命有新的认识。
And Jesus was toward the presence of the servants was a
disciples
had a new understanding. Mary came to look for Jesus.
她提出一个请求说酒用尽了。
She said to him, "They have no more wine."
在这里，我觉得主的回答非常叫人稀奇。
At this point, when Jesus' response was very surprising.
主说母亲啊，我与你有什么相干呢
？Jesus said to her, "Woman, what do I have to do with you?"
在英文里面更是准确的，女人呢，我和你有什么关系呢？
What's even worse is women. When he said women, what do I have to do with you?
我的时候还没有到。
My time has not come.
但弟兄姊妹们稀奇的很，玛利亚好像认识耶稣基督的心。
It is very surprising that Mary recognized Jesus.
虽然她话里面没有立刻应允。
even though his words did not seem very friendly.
但是玛利亚知道耶稣是谁。
But Mary knows what Jesus is, who
Jesus is. 她里面也有一个清楚的信心。
And she has a very clear faith.
所以她就对佣人说，她无论对你们说什么，她告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
And his mother said to the servants, whatever so he said unto you, do it.
虽然玛利亚也不知道耶稣怎么样要来解决酒用尽了这个问题。
Even though Mary did not know how Jesus was going to handle this problem.
但是她却相信她可以解决问题。
But she has faith in him.
果然耶稣基督就对那些佣人们说。
So Jesus said unto the servants,
他说你们把水装满这几个缸。
You fill the six water pots full of water.
他们就装满了一直到缸口。
They filled all the way to the brim.
然后耶稣对他说现在可以舀出来了。
Now he said to them, you can draw out the water.
他们舀出来我想着酒的香气一定非常浓烈。
But the aroma of wine overtook them, and so they knew immediately it was wine.
他就把他们，他们就把这个酒送到管宴席的那里去。
So they sent it to the governor.
弟兄姊妹，我看这里一件最稀奇的事情，就是怎么样一个简单的信心带进神的工作。
It is very amazing how one little small, simple faith can bring about this.
玛利亚没有什么说什么多说什么话。
Mary didn't say really say anything.
但是她对那些管事的人，对那些佣人讲的话，却是最好的一句话。
Mary didn't really say anything complicated. She just said one simple, straightforward phrase to the servants.
她对那些佣人说，无论她说什么，她告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
She said to the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it.
所以我们就知道，顺服是最好的属灵原则。
So we know that faith is the simple key of faith.
信心最简单的原则就是顺服。
Faith is the most important part.
The simplest part of faith.
Jesus' mother said, whatever he said, just do it.
在我们生命中间，在我们基督徒跟随主的路上，我们也需要有这样简单的信心。
When we're on the path with, the God, with the Jesus, we also have to follow the simple command.
在我们基督徒的生命中间，我们也需要有一个非常单纯的顺服。
In our Christian society, we should also follow this statement.
我相信很多时候，因为我们错过这个简单的顺服，而错过了神在我们身上所要行的神迹。
Because we did not follow this simple command, Jesus has passed us.
弟兄姊妹们，这个水是做什么用的？
What's the purpose of this water?
我相信在犹太人家里面，每一个家都有许多的水。
I believe that all of them have these water pots.
而且这个水多半是放在一个家的门口的。
They all put it in the front of the house.
为什么？因为要给所有回到家里的人来，无论是主人是客人，给他们洁净用的。
It's for the purpose of cleansing, so when the guests come in, they can cleanse themselves before they come in the house.
每一个犹太人，他们每一次到家里来是在饮用，在用食物以前，在吃东西以前，都要洗手洁净。
Before they eat dinner or eat anything, they always had to be clean.
这个是照着利未记里面非常严格的规定。
This is
Leviticus.
Oh, okay, according to Leviticus, they had covers on the pots.
我们就知道这些东西，他们是一定要保持干净，甚至这些缸口一定要有缸盖子盖上。
In the book, we know that these covers keep the water very clean.
所以，我不晓得这个家里面本来是有多少缸的。
So I don't know really how many water pots this house originally had.
是不是他们本来就有六口缸，还是因为有婚礼的关系，所以把许多邻居的缸也寄来？
Did they originally have six, or did they ask for, borrow some from the neighbors?
但是这些缸的目的，它必须是，它的缸一定是保持洁净的。
The purpose of these water pots were for being cleansed.
当耶稣把这些缸装满之后，
When he filled the water pots full of water,
他就舀出水来，变成了酒。
And when they drew it out, it was wine.
弟兄姊妹，我永远不能明白为什么主能做这样的事情。
I don't fully understand how Jesus could do this.
昨天我看见一本书讲到科学、理智与信仰。
There's a book or I read.
不晓得它是中文的，所以没有英文名字。大概是讲到科学 science 理智 reasoning and faith belief 啊信仰。
There's a book with deals faith and with faith courage
and reason
and reasoning
and faith and faith.And science,
okay.
好像人们，尤其今天当我们受了一些科学教育以后，对于信心，对于神迹，有时候不能明白。
And when we deal with this science and reasoning and faith, we usually cannot, understand what, how Jesus and our God that.
而且我们养成一个习惯，当我们不明白的事情，我们就不接受。
And we have a form a habit that whenever we don't understand anything, we just forget about it.
所以在这里一个有一个正常的人看见这些事情，其实不是现在我们才拒绝神迹。
Even though if someone looks right now, we do not actually see this.
当时我想在管宴席的人中间，在整个婚宴中间，很多人他若是知道这是随便的酒，他也一样不能接受。
I would believe that if the people at the wedding feast knew that the water was turned to wine, they would not understand.
我们在这里要看见耶稣基督所给我们看见他的荣耀是什么。
Well, we're going to see what Jesus' glory.
刚才我们说这个水是用来洁净的。
We had first said that this water is for cleansing.
在我们属灵的生命中间，我们常常经历这样的事情。
And through going through Christian life, we always encounter these problems.
这些犹太人的规矩，他们从街市上回来的时候，脚上常常沾满了尘土。
The Jewish people were usually when they come in, their feet are usually covered with mud.
所以我们也读到耶稣基督和他门徒在逾越节另外逾越节的晚餐的时候，主耶稣甚至要替他们洗脚。
And that's why one night when Jesus and his disciples at the Last Supper, he washed their feet.
你知道这说明什么事情
？Do you know what this means?
主耶稣说，那些洁净的人脚一洗就洁净了。
Jesus said that once your feet are clean, you are cleansed.
我们是应当被主耶稣宝血已经洁净的人。
We are already filled with the Holy Spirit and we are cleansed.
但是我们常常沾染世俗而不洁净。
But usually we are unclean.
上个礼拜我们去看李宇明牧师。
Last week we saw Reverend Lee.
他两个孩子很可爱，一个五岁，一个八岁。
Their two daughters were very cute.
他们是在一个完全在基督教的环境，在家里面长大，而且父母亲对他们的教导非常的仔细，非常透彻。
They grew up in a Christian home, and their parents were very strict.
因为他们经常旅行的缘故，所以不是很多的时候在公立的学校里面读书，多半在家里面受教育。
So they don't usually go to public school; they stay at home and study.
因此，他们也保守了许许多多。他们也逃避了许多被沾染的机会。
So they were not like, they were not polluted by the.
你知道我们的孩子是公立学校出来的哈。
So you know our kids are coming out from public schools.
我记得我刚刚到美国，刚刚到西岸来侍奉主的时候。
I remember when I first came to the Lord's side.
To West Coast.
To West Coast.
有一个同工，有一个侍奉主的弟兄，他有个儿子刚刚进小学，在小学里面。
I remember a brother who had a son who just came into a preschool.
Elementary school. 你知道他回来上学第一天回来就遇见一个难处。
When he first came home from the first day of school, he said something.
他也不太会讲英文，所以同学们欺负他。
He did not already speak English, so his classmates teased him.
他们有个孩子就动手打他。
So some of the kids just started beating on him.
这个孩子回来就问题很大了。
So this child, he came back with a big problem.
这个孩子人家打他，他应不应当还手呢
？Should he fight back when he's punched at?
好汉不吃眼前亏啊！照我们每一个人都一定会还手，对不对
？So being human nature, we just fight back.
但是你知道基督徒的教育教他说左脸怎么样，右怎么左眼挨打怎么样，右脸也转过来给他打，对不对
？If you get hit on the left cheek, turn the right cheek and get hit again.
这个孩子才七八岁，叫他这样做寻道士的精神，我不晓得他做得到做不到。
This child is only seven to eight years old. I'm not sure if he will do this or not.
回来以后，他又问爸爸妈妈应该怎么办。
So he asked his parents, "What should I do?"
我跟他们家里很熟，所以他们也把这些事情告诉我。
I'm very close with his family, so I know what he did.
这个母亲就说：“你应该有正当的防御。”正当的防卫 self-defense.
Okay, the mother said to him, "You self-defense."
你知道母亲爱儿子，怕他儿子吃亏，所以你要有自己正当的防御。防御是可以的，不可以打人，但是可以防卫。
So the mother was concerned with her son's health, so she said, "You self-defense."
但这个父亲是侍奉主的人，他就不愿意讲这样的话。
But she's a Christian parent, so he's Christian. Father's Christian, so he was not willing to say this.
这个侍奉主的弟兄呢，就不知道怎么回答好，所以他们家里面对这问题没有一个解决的看法。
So they don't know how to solve this problem.
你知道我们今天基督徒生活在世界上面，每一件事情都可能受世界的沾染。
Brothers and sisters, living in this society, we do not everything we do has an effect.
我们孩子们在学校里上课，我不晓得多少时候捡来听回来一些不高雅的话。
I don't know my three daughters when they go to school how many bad words they learn at school.
这些年轻人我真不晓得，你看我们年轻时候在学校里也是很多坏话在学校里面学来，对不对？
Yeah, when we were young, we learned all the bad words from school.
不要说在学校里面，今天我们在是在外面工作做事情。
Even at work.
我常常遇见一些人，当我去买东西，他们不知道我是牧师，不知道我是传道人。
Usually when I go to buy something, they don't know that I'm a pastor.
所以他们就好像很亲热，勾肩搭背跟我讲话。
So they are very open with their mouth.
而且嘴巴里也不太干净。
And their mouth is not clean.
你知道我们怎么感觉呢？
You know what this kind of feeling this gives us?
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你们做生意是不是也需要和那些做生意的人这样勾肩搭背，表示亲热？
I'm not sure, brothers and sisters, if you have a business and you have to be this open with your employees.
你有没有这样的情形，觉得说有时候话里面就很难讲，那些好像有些话很世俗的话，你不知道能不能讲呢？
You don't know if you should say these words.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一天在世界上面都和世界上的人接触，那些许许多多败坏的事情，他们谈论的事情都会沾染我们。
Brothers and sisters, living in this world and being Christians, we're always polluted by all the other people of the world.
所以我们常常需要耶稣基督来洁净我们。
So we need Jesus Christ to come and cleanse us.
我们每天回到家里面都需要圣灵来洁净我们。
Every time at home, we need the Holy Spirit to come and fill us.
刚才我讲到我女儿的故事还没讲完啊。
I haven't finished my daughter's story.
这个李牧师两个女儿跟我孩子讲讲话的，他就说 ,It's not very nice to say that. 他说你讲这话不太妙哦。
Their daughters were speaking to my daughter, and they said to her, "It's not very nice to say that."
你知道我们孩子讲话讲惯了，有些时候放肆一点，在他们孩子听来非常不习惯。
And my daughters are already used to speaking in this manner, so when they spoke to the little children this way, they felt uncomfortable.
我真要求主保守我们孩子们的心灵。
I want to praise the Lord to bless my daughters so they would know what to do.
保守 keep、
oh, to keep them.
对于所有我们每一个神的儿女。我也要求主保守我们，虽然生活在地上，却不受世界上罪的沾染。
I hope that brothers and sisters, that your daughters or sons,
no, yourself,
amen. Okay, yourselves, that you will keep yourself with the Lord and not be polluted by the world.
我真是求主，在我们经历中间，常常知道我们蒙神的保守。
I also, brothers and sisters, I also praise the Lord for.
Pray that we experience his protection.
Okay, that we experience his protections.
我们每一天都需要圣灵来洁净我们。
Every day, I hope that the Holy Spirit will come in us.
这是水的功用。
That's the purpose of water.
但是这个水忽然变成酒了。
But all of a sudden, this water turned to wine.
弟兄姊妹们，水和酒在圣经里面都是圣灵的表号。
Both water and wine are types of in the Bible types of Holy Spirit.
一个是外面用的，一个是里面用的。
One's for internal, one's for external.
水是在外面洁净，酒是叫人从里面得的喜乐。
Water is for external cleaning, and wine is for internal joy.
弟兄姊妹，酒是不是可以叫人喜乐啊？
Is wine for joy?
啊，赞成酒可以叫人喜乐，举手。
Those who think wine is for joy,
举手，因为我知道你们都不喝酒啊。弟兄姊妹非常严肃，但是你知道酒是叫人喜乐的。
But you know that wine is for joy.
主就是要用这样事情说明他进到我们生命里面来的时候是我们真正的喜乐。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, that is true joy.
我圣经里面告诉我们，以弗所书第五章十八节说，不要醉酒，但是要被圣灵充满。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, it says that we should not be filled, not be drunk by wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的喜乐是神所要我们得的，天天的、常常的、永远的喜乐。
The Holy Spirit's joy is what we're to receive, and it'll be.Great joy and it'll be everlasting.
我们常常讲到要被圣灵充满，有一个现象就是当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们里面充满了喜乐。
It is spoken very often that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the joy is very great.
我们有这样诗歌，常常喜乐，要常常喜乐，秘诀在哪里？一定要被圣灵充满。
There's a hymn song that says that we must be always have great joy and great joy.
圣灵什么时候可以充满我们？
When will the Holy Spirit fill us?
当我们来到他的面前的时候，我们求主充满我们，他就一定充满我们。
When we come in His face, then He will fill us.
其实一个基督徒的经历，在他从得救一直到进入圣灵的丰满，应当是一条很简单的路。
Actually, this road to the Holy Spirit is very easy.
The way of being filled by the Holy Spirit is very simple.
Okay.
从我们得救到被圣灵充满，应当是一条简单的路。
To the way to get filled by the Holy Spirit is a very simple road.
今天很多人的重心跟他们的眼光在读使徒行传的时候，
when our young people read our Revelations?
No, Book of Acts.
Book of Acts.
他们的争论的点就是说，那些初期的基督徒被圣灵充满是他们的经历。
In the Book of Acts, they say that the people be filled by the Holy Spirit.
好像使徒行传过了以后，我们被圣灵充满就没有那么容易了。
And after being filled with the Holy Spirit, the joy is
not so easy for us
to feel the joy.
这是一件非常奇怪的想法。
This is a very thought-minding question.
我们应该说，神在当初怎么样那样容易充满他们，今天也可以充满我们。
We say that how the other people can be filled with joy, and we want to see ourselves filled with joy too.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。